Macmillan Audio presents This Is Not a Love Scene by S.C. McGalley. Read for you by Therese Plummer. Chapter 1. I liked being written and offered the chance to pretty much every guy in video too. I guess it made me feel as if I had something to contribute to the group. So when Elliot jumped on the back of me and I felt his weight pull me down, I smiled, pushed the wheelchair joystick, increased acceleration. The smooth terrain of Jackson Memorial Mall was perfect for showing off. Kim Possible? I mean, I thought she was attractive. That doesn't mean I needed to start jacking. Elliot laughed behind me, full of life. He was 18, like me. Tall, black. He wore skinny jeans and the hoodie of a band I'd never heard of. We were debating which animated characters of our youth were worthy of sexual awakenings. Robin Hood could get it from Little Maeve, I said. The Disney one. The Fox? Oh, I don't know. He had a mischievous smile. Disney, said Elliot. He shook the handlebar of my wheelchair near my ear. Kim Possible is Disney, I retorted. Disney Channel, completely different ballgame. No way! Disney Jack Sesh, I said. Maeve, Mags, my best friend, reprimanded me for my right. Air conditioners wafted along the scent of free sample lotion and buttery pretzels. One of those pretzels was folded in a paper bag resting on my footplate. Casey had dove in front of the register to buy it for me. I couldn't lift my arm high enough to swat away his credit card. Abuse of the disabled, I'd accused. We cruised our way back towards the food court now, after a few loops of circling. About halfway through video two an hour ago, my classmates and I, Elliot, Mags, Casey, and Nate, had decided to dip for the mall. Not that we'd been doing anything in class. Mags had been sitting on the floor at my wheels, reading Bridge to Terabithia, and I was swiping through last night's fun with Hot Tinder Guy. Mags, look. I'd shoved my screen in her face. She looked up from her book and then away real fast. All she must have caught were the words swallow and babe. Oh my God, Maeve. I grinned and returned to the screen. I knew it was messed up, but I was proud I'd successfully sexted a guy from Tinder. I mean, after 18 years of experience trying otherwise, it seemed like it could only happen on Tinder. With the photos I'd chosen, the guy couldn't see the whole me. He's so hot, I'd said. He's not, though. Mags hadn't looked up from her book. She was petite with long dyed red hair, and I was mad jealous of her in video one until I realized having to reject a guy every day, like she did, sucked almost as much as never getting that chance, like I didn't. Despite my handicap, I looked all right, I guessed. Brown hair and eyes, almost acceptable weight at just under 100 pounds. I sat a little crooked, but whenever someone held a camera up, I made sure to lean against my scoliosis so you could barely tell. My skin was nice. I always wore the same blue low-top Converse shoes. And I had other things going for me. Humor and dreams and an attempt at positivity. My life's ambition was to be a famous director, and I had 12 scripts completed by the age of 16. Mr. Billings, C. Felt High School's premier film teacher, had to combine video one and two this semester in order for the school not to cancel both electives due to low enrollment. There was this really valiant entreaty at the beginning of the year in which Billings convinced the principal we were worth holding the class on block days, and the principal conceded with the requisite that Billings film the football games for the coaches every Friday. Then maybe he'd consider having Billings film baseball in the spring so we could have video three. Billings literally took one for the team. But we were usually cast to our own devices while he taught the newbies to render shit onto their Mac.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?